Blog Talk Radio.
Say what you want on EOTM Radio.
I don't condone your blame, so you claim to despise me. Meant to let you claim I'm sick. Well, that's your sex. Your words don't stay in this tempo. I'm complete, my master say. So unhappy, your wings against my fame will not remain. Go ahead, your resentment is my compliment. Your hold of me will not remain. Your emotion give me song. I like it, cause it makes me strong. Cause I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. Persecution becomes your game. Guess what? When you don't smile, I will smile. When you hate, I will love. When you mock, I will dance. Strong, so blessed folks must stand by order. That's my refuge to do God's work. I move it forward. I see my reward. That's my desire on fire. Your sharp, your strong will be my strong. Your emotion give me song. I like it, cause it makes me strong.
Out of my way and concentrate to be on top like Cassius Clay was. CC and BB knocking up all you haters. Forward, not backwards, playing with calculators. Adding up numbers, blessing is falling on ya. You a top gunner, hotter than Arizona. Believing in what you need and never going under. Things I wanna hear when I see lightning and thunder. Together in the blender, harmonizing forever.
Everybody, welcome to Mix Up. I'm with your girl, Say To Say What, pulling me down on EOTM Radio. We have a very exclusive show tonight here on Blog Talk Radio, and you just so you know, Mix Up Arts is a creative mix of topics and diversity of music show. So just because tonight's topic is on international news does not mean that Mix Up Arts does shows solely on news topics. Now, for you guys that are on Facebook, yes, sir, you guys can definitely go ahead and find Mixture of Arts with Say To Say on Facebook. Just type us up, Mixture of Arts with Say To Say, and then you can go ahead and join our Facebook page. We want to hear from you. We definitely want to connect with you. And if you have any questions about advertising, you can definitely go ahead and ask your questions there. All right, folks, now the biggest current news event of the hour, Pakistan helps United States kill Osama bin Laden. On May 1st, 2011, in Abbottabad, Pakistan. Okay, now, so according to the United States government, bin Laden was the leader of al-Qaeda and head of the terrorist attack back on September 11, 2001. Now, ultimately, Americans are celebrating the death of this brutal leader, and supposedly, if it is true that that Osama bin Laden is the cause of all this terrorist stuff and war stuff that is going on in the world today, do you really honestly think that the government had no way of killing him before Sunday? I mean, I'm just saying, like, seriously. I'm pretty sure that the United States government could have murdered him a long time ago, and they just needed more drama to keep us brainwashed as usual. Now, I know what you're thinking, but just think about this for just 1 second. Why is it that when it comes to certain issues, the government swears up and down that they can do that they cannot do anything to solve the problem? But when it comes to saving themselves or to hiding something, all of a sudden, America has power. Now, don't get me wrong. Personally, I don't even think it's the president's fault. No, it's not Obama's fault. I don't believe it's his fault. He's just another person, I think, that is trapped in the scandal of the secret society and the Illuminati that ultimately controls the world. And, like, even if you ever read the book 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene, then you will clearly see and understand the fundamental of gaining power over someone or the world. Now, I am definitely not into politics, but certain issues are just so plain to see. Like, I thought at once that the government or news was real until I experienced the death of my older sister. Now, when my sister got murdered back in 2004, right, some of the things that were said on the news were totally not true. Then I quickly realized that, hey, this new stuff is just like any other promotional tool, and they just really want to tell you stuff that you want to hear and keep the truth slanted. Now, I would not be surprised if we find out a few weeks from now that there is something more to the death of Osama bin Laden. Now, you see, like, the government is just like a mob or a gang, per se, except they are of higher power because of their position. So even if Pakistan helped the United States kill Osama bin Laden, there had to be a reason other than what we do not know. I'm just saying. I mean, Americans all over the world are celebrating the death of bin Laden, but personally, I don't feel like we should do that. Why would you celebrate the death of somebody? I don't care how vicious he was. I don't care how much of a cruel person he was. Why in the world would you celebrate the death of somebody? I mean, you don't even celebrate the death of your own mother or the death of a friend or the death of a coworker when we're supposed to. Ultimately, we are supposed to celebrate the death of people's lives when they die, but we don't do that. So why in the world would we celebrate his death? That does not make any sense to me whatsoever. Now, I don't know about you guys, but if you guys have any questions or you want to go ahead and chime in, y'all can definitely go ahead and chime in at 718-664-6543. And chop it up with me, your girl, say to say what? I definitely want to go and hear from you. All right, folks, now we have a few callers on the line, y'all, and I want to go ahead and let you guys know I have my co-host with me. Kane is definitely on air with me right now. What is up with you, Kane? What's good?
Yeah, what's going on, Faye, too?
Yes, Kane, I really do appreciate you for being on the show with me tonight, Kane. Now, for those of the folks that don't know you, can you just let them know a little bit more about you?
Well, first I'd like to thank all your listeners for listening to the show this evening, and thank you, Saytu, for having me on your show. Thank you, ENTOM Radio, Blog Talk, and as she says, you can call us at 718-664-6543. As far as I'm concerned, my name is Sunugyal, aka Sunugyal Entertainment, which is a independently owned and operated promotions company based here in Atlanta, Georgia, with West African origins of Senegal, which is West Africa. And we also here manage film production. We have video production capabilities. We have access to studio equipment if need be for production-wise. We also do shows that are online shows, online talk show we have. We're also promoting a movie that we're in under production for, a total Senegalese cast movie shot here in Atlanta, Georgia, the first Senegalese movie. So again, thank you for having me on the show. Hopefully I get to talk to your listeners soon.
That is definitely what is up, Kane. I really do, I really, really enjoy you singing that for real, because it sounds like you're doing a lot of great things. And just to let the listeners know, Kane, can you give them your contact info?
Certainly. Our contact info, you can find us, first of all, on our site, which is also on Facebook. Facebook is Sunugyal, that's S-U-N-U-G-A-L, E-N-T-R, Sunugyal Enter. You can see some of our projects there. We also have a channel on YouTube, which is Gore Production, and that's G-O-R-E-E Productions. And that is our video production channel. And you can also find us on various sites, such as SunugyalEntertainment.com, which is currently being developed and launched this summer. And you can also reach us via the website and also by email by Sunugyal77 at MSN.com. That's S-U-N-U-G-A-L 77 at MSN.com.
Thank you so much, Kane, for putting that out there. Now, folks, we are going to get back to the topic as far as the Osama bin Laden death scam, because that's exactly what it is a scam. Okay,
yes.
Now I'm going to go ahead and take a fast commercial break. I'm going to go ahead and play, let you guys hear what President Obama had to say when he put it out there as far as Osama bin Laden, and then we will be right back. Y'all hold tight.
Good evening. Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children. It was nearly 10 years ago that a bright September day was darkened by the worst attack on the American people in our history. The images of 9/11 are seared into our national memory. Hijacked planes cutting through a cloudless September sky, the Twin Towers collapsing to the ground, black smoke billowing up from the Pentagon, the wreckage of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where the actions of heroic citizens saved even more heartbreak and destruction. And yet we know that the worst images are those that were unseen to the world. The empty seat at the dinner table, children who were forced to grow up without their mother or their father, parents who would never know the feeling of their child's embrace, nearly 3,000 citizens taken from us, leaving a gaping hole in our hearts. On September 11th, 2001, in our time of grief, the American people came together. We offered our neighbors a hand, and we offered the wounded our blood. We reaffirmed our ties to each other and our love of community and country. On that day, no matter where we came from, what God we prayed to, or what race or ethnicity we were united as one American family. We were also united in our resolve to protect our nation and to bring those who committed this vicious attack to justice. We quickly learned that the 9/11 attacks were carried out by Al-Qaeda, an organization headed by Osama bin Laden, which had openly declared war on the United States and was committed to killing innocents in our country and around the globe. And so we went to war against Al-Qaeda to protect our citizens, our friends, and our allies. Over the last 10 years, thanks to the tireless and heroic work of our military and our counterterrorism professionals, we've made great strides in that effort. We've disrupted terrorist attacks and strengthened our homeland defense. In Afghanistan, we removed the Taliban government, which had given bin Laden and Al-Qaeda safe haven and support. And around the globe, we worked with our friends and allies to capture or kill scores of Al-Qaeda terrorists, including several who were a part of the 9/11 plot. Yet, Osama bin Laden avoided capture and escaped across the Afghan border into Pakistan. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda continued to operate from along that border and operate through its affiliates across the world. And so shortly after taking office, I directed Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA, to make the killing or capture of bin Laden the top priority of our war against Al-Qaeda, even as we continued our broader efforts to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat his network. Then, last August, after years of painstaking work by our intelligence community, I was briefed on a possible lead to bin Laden. It was far from certain, and it took many months to run this thread to ground. I met repeatedly with my national security team as we developed more information about the possibility that we had located bin Laden hiding within a compound deep inside Pakistan. And finally, last week, I determined that we had enough intelligence to take action and authorized an operation to get Osama bin Laden and bring him to justice. Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body. For over two decades, bin Laden has been Al-Qaeda's leader and symbol, and has continued to plot attacks against our country and our friends and allies. The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat Al-Qaeda. Yet his death does not mark the end of our effort. There's no doubt that Al-Qaeda will continue to pursue attacks against us. We must, and we will, remain vigilant at home and abroad. As we do, we must also reaffirm that the United States is not and never will be at war with Islam. I've made clear, just as President Bush did shortly after 9/11, that our war is not against Islam. Bin Laden was not a Muslim leader. He was a mass murderer of Muslims. Indeed, Al-Qaeda has slaughtered scores of Muslims in many countries, including our own. So his demise should be welcomed by all who believe in peace and human dignity. Over the years, I've repeatedly made clear that we would take action within Pakistan if we knew where bin Laden was. That is what we've done. But it's important to note that our counterterrorism cooperation with Pakistan helped lead us to bin Laden and the compound where he was hiding. Indeed, bin Laden had declared war against Pakistan as well and ordered attacks against the Pakistani people. Tonight, I called President Zardari, and my team has also spoken with their Pakistani counterparts. They agree that this is a good and historic day for both of our nations. And going forward, it is essential that Pakistan continue to join us in the fight against Al-Qaeda and its affiliates. The American people did not choose this fight. It came to our shores and started with the senseless slaughter of our citizens. After nearly 10 years of service, struggle, and sacrifice, we know well the costs of war. These efforts weigh on me every time I, as Commander-in-Chief, have to sign a letter to a family that has lost a loved one, or look into the eyes of a service member who's been gravely wounded. So Americans understand the costs of war. Yet, as a country, we will never tolerate our security being threatened, nor stand idly by when our people have been killed. We will be relentless in defense of our citizens and our friends and allies. We will be true to the values that make us who we are. And on nights like this one, we can say to those families who have lost loved ones to Al-Qaeda's terror, justice has been done. Tonight, we give thanks to the countless intelligence and counterterrorism professionals who've worked tirelessly to achieve this outcome. The American people do not see their work nor know their names, but tonight they feel the satisfaction of their work and the result of their pursuit of justice. We give thanks for the men who carried out this operation, for they exemplify the professionalism, patriotism, and unparalleled courage of those who serve our country. And they are part of a generation that has borne the heaviest share of the burden since that September day. Finally, let me say to the families who lost loved ones on 9/11 that we have never forgotten your loss, nor wavered in our commitment to see that we do whatever it takes to prevent another attack on our shores. And tonight, let us think back to the sense of unity that prevailed on 9/11. I know that it has at times frayed, yet today's achievement is a testament to the greatness of our country and the determination of the American people. The cause of securing our country is not complete, but tonight we are once again reminded that America can do whatever we set our mind to. That is the story of our history. Whether it's the pursuit of prosperity for our people or the struggle for equality for all our citizens, our commitment to stand up for our values abroad, and our sacrifices to make the world a safer place. Let us remember that we can do these things not just because of wealth or power, but because of who we are. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. May God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
Welcome back, everybody, to a mix of us with your girl, Say To Say What? Holding it down, y'all, on EOTM Radio. Now, what you guys just heard was the announcement of Osama bin Laden, his death by President Obama. Doesn't he just sound so sincere? Like, Obama sounds so sincere.
He definitely knows how to deliver.
Exactly. Like, he really makes you believe everything that he's saying. As far as the Obama death, what are your thoughts on that, Kane?
Well, I mean, the Obama speech was delivered very nicely, as Obama is always and has been an eloquent speaker.
Mm-hmm.
However, the content of the speech is was always a great debate, which is the reason of our show this evening. And just want to remind people that you can call in 718-664-6543, you know, activate one of your rights to free speech and give us a call tonight. Now, what Obama is saying to me is, you know, a well-collaborated speech, something that can assure Americans, something that can calm the population. But we know that the reality of this having a far more greater impact with the enemies is definitely real. The fact that he has just angered a lot of people now with the death of Osama bin Laden, if it is the death confirmed, because
right.
We don't, you know, have his body. It's been buried at sea immediately, so we can't really confirm it, but that's what they're saying. So if that is the case, retaliation is coming, and I fear for the innocent because they're always the ones to pay the price.
You were absolutely right on that part. Like the way I feel about them taking him to sea right away, I don't feel like they should have done that. I feel like they should have tortured him. Like, they should have made a great example out of him just so to make sure that them folks do not mess with the United States like they say or to show them that the United States does have power and to prove that, hey, this man is real. Because from my understanding, according to the Fox 5 News in 2001, Bin Laden was supposed to be dead. Like, he died from some type of lung failure or something like that. Like for you guys that are in the chat room, I'm gonna go ahead and post up the link to this story, and we have a few callers on the line. The first caller I see is the one and only Carla B. She is waiting so very patiently, lady. What is up with you, lady? What's good? Hello?
Yes, lady.
Hey.
Hey, Carla, what's up?
Girl.
What
girl.
Is up?
Great topic. I actually had a quick news segment on my show a couple of hours ago on my eBuzz show, and I do have a lot to say. Not a whole lot, because I know you have a show to run and you have other people, but just tell me when I can go, and I'm going to go.
Okay, cool. So what are your thoughts on this whole thing?
Okay, girl. Basically, oh, my God, I have not – I'm going to tell your listeners right now that Carla B., I am a conspiracy theorist. I wasn't always that way. I think I was conformed or whatever you want to call it back about 4 years ago by my aunt and co-host Mocha Z, talking about the Illuminati stuff. But this right here is not, fabricated. This is the real deal, Holyfield. I think a lot of people need to open up their eyes when it comes to what they believe in and what they take in from mainstream media. I feel that citizens in the United States and all over the world are being brainwashed.
Right.
I'll say this really quickly. While much of America celebrated this dramatic killing of Osama bin Laden, conspiracy theorists such as myself, we still have questions. Number one, where is bin Laden's body? Okay, why was the most wanted mujahid on earth buried in an undisclosed location in the northern Arabian Sea? Come on now. Why was the news announced mere weeks after President Obama campaign kickoff and just days after his birth certificate was released? And why so late on a Sunday night? I mean, I'm a publicist. It's a PR stunt, and this is politics at its best. You know, I mean, I have questions, and I plan on pointing things out on my shows. We're having a part two this Sunday on Mocha D's show, and we want to point out the discrepancies, the motives, the counter motives, the cover ups, and the counter cover ups, all that good stuff. If you want to look back, y'all, say it again, say two.
I said, oh, snap, you know it's going to be juicy.
Hey, look, I'm just going to tell you that I'm going to give it back to you. If you look back at 9/11. Okay, after the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. I mean, I still wonder why, say, two 110-story towers crashed and military jets failed to intercept even one airliner. And you know they got the military. They control the air, you know what I'm saying, the skies. I mean, why did they fail to even intercept even one airliner? I mean, I don't even know how anyone can have closure after that, when there are hundreds of contradictions to the story that we were told. And now, on May 1st, we're told that Bin Laden is dead, and you expect me to believe it because Obama said it? Please.
Right.
Please, I'm just saying. Obama just relaunched his election bid, and nabbing Bin Laden is the main kickoff campaign rally, y'all. I'm just saying, open your eyes. Wake up, people.
That's good one, Carla. Thank you so very much for voicing your strong opinion. And
I'm going to
go
really
like,
I'm gonna
oh
be
my
on,
God.
Say to you, I'm going to be on Trey Love's show in the morning. I'm going to be actually co-hosting with him. His topic is on this. So I'm going to be probably co-hosting every show on Osama bin Laden because he's been dead. So
for 10 years, over a decade. But great show topic. I'm going to keep listening. If anybody have any questions for me, I'm going to be here.
Thank you so much, Carly, for tuning in, okay?
Okay, lady.
All right, cool.
Yes.
All right, folks. Well, Kane, what are your thoughts on Carla B's perspective?
Oh, well, she took it back to the history of this whole propaganda, which is pretty much what's going on. It's one of those magic tricks that they pull on the American people every once in a while when they want to steal, plunder, or pass some illegal legislation. It has happened before. But the problem is you have to go back to the history of all this. Everything started with a lie, so it is going to continue with a lie. And only those that are awake can save themselves. So, and to be awake, you have to be a conspiracy theorist because at the end of the day, I think they'll be the ones surviving longer than everybody that drank the Kool-Aid.
Wow. Oh, wow. That is definitely right because I remember back in 2001, I think I was in like the 10th grade, and I was probably in like my art class when I first seen the Twin Towers fall down. But did you see how the towers actually fell down though? Like they didn't even blow up. It seemed like the Twin Towers crumbled. Like
that's when you demolish a building.
It even looked like nothing crashed to it. Up to this day, I strongly believe that they planned all of that stuff, like just to brainwash us for the first time. We have a few more callers on the line. The next caller I see is 401-545. You're live. What's up?
To me, it came like a shock, like all of a sudden now we find him, and then he was hiding out in a mansion. It was just kind of hard to believe, just like it was kind of hard to believe that the towers actually got, you know, basically blown up. And so, therefore, like, for not us to find him now, it's kind of like, okay, so why didn't you guys tell us earlier, like, why didn't we get to see him? Why didn't you show the body, like, what they were doing before? Like, with some of the soldiers and stuff, they was talking about they had him captive, had soldiers captive and things like that. I don't know. I just think that we should have been able to actually see it, too, so that we would know and not just take their word on it. I think that's just my personal opinion. I mean, my cousin just said that I don't trust my president. But it's not that I don't trust my president. It's just that at the same time, this is our lives that we deal with, too. Like, this is our...
My thing is this, though. Why in the world, right? Why in the world? Because I was listening to the Ricky Smiley show this morning. Well, yesterday morning, right? And he got very upset because of the simple fact that folks was going off on Twitter saying that they want to see the body and they don't believe it until they see the body. And what Ricky Smiley was saying is that why should we have proof? Like, why do we need proof just to believe that Bin Laden is dead? Like, just because, like, the other presidents the other presidents lied to us about the rest of the other stuff does not mean that Barack Obama is going to lie to us. Now, my thing is this, though. Barack Obama is not the head of the gang. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he's
right.
Just a regular old dude that just happens to be president.
Guy.
And ain't no way in hell I'm going to believe that. Like, seriously? Are you kidding me? Obama has no words whatsoever. He got people writing his speech for him. Okay? Let's be serious. Let's be serious here.
Well, say two. I have. Hello?
Yes, I hear
say
you.
Say two. I have other listeners in that are listening too, and they made a comment as far as on you saying that he's not a powerful dude, he's just a regular dude.
Wait. Before you say anything else, I'm not saying that Obama is not powerful. He is a powerful man because of the words that he say. If you listen to his speeches, the way that he delivers stuff is very powerful. Like his whole presence is powerful. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that he's not a powerful person. What I'm saying is he is not the head of the mob. You feel what I'm saying? Like, there are people above him. There are folks above him that is behind all of this Illuminati stuff, all this secret society stuff that is brainwashing you, telling you all the stuff that you want to hear. Think about back in 2001 when they said that he died because of a lung failure. Okay, what in the hell happened then? They found the wrong guy, right? Obviously, if sort of like all of a sudden, oh, some of the Latin is dead, you found the wrong guy. But they never even mentioned that.
They said that they're basically saying that Obama is basically cleaning up Bush's mess, and this was a part of his big mess that he has done. So they feel like, you know, maybe we should trust him because he is cleaning it up.
I already trust him. He's black.
What do you think about that, Kane? What's your thoughts about that?
Well, my thoughts about that is it's very simple. You have two groups of people in America. You have the ones that believe the system, the ones that believe in the bureaucracy, the journalism, the media, and everything else. And then there's one that are a little bit to the side, a little bit to the left, the ones that think independently, that don't follow what the media tells them and listen to these propagandas, because all this is just untruth. It's spreading lies. Obama is very strong, a powerful guy, yes, but he's only delivering messages that are being passed down to him from people higher than him in order for him to rule. That's pretty much in basic saying. So you have to look at the powers behind this and make your decision. Do you want to be brave and open your eyes to an alternate possibility of this whole system that we have known for as far as being the American system? Or do you want to just live a simple life where you don't get disturbed and bogged down and don't want to be a revolutionary, don't want to stick your head out, go with the flow kind of person? And then in that case, you can buy the Kool-Aid and believe everything that you see on Fox.
Oh, wow. I just love the way you put it like that, King. We have another caller on the line. This caller right here is 909-749. You are live. What is up?
What's up? Say to say what, Mocha D is in your house. How you doing?
I am doing great, Mocha D. Thank you so very much for calling in. What are your thoughts on the Obama, well, Bin Laden death issue?
Wow, so much to say. First, I want to say hello to everyone, the young man that's on the line. I'm totally in agreement with everything that he's saying. What I want to ask you guys, do you think about, oh, you're welcome. What do you think about when the president, you guys' president, was saying that Pakistan tipped him off with everything in the beginning, but then if he turned around in the paper, the L.A. Times actually today said that Pakistan was not informed when it was going down. So if you tip them and let them know what's happening, of course you'll be prepared for it to happen. They turned around and said they wasn't informed and they was ready to launch off their little firefighters to intercept what could have possibly been enemies in the air. You know what I mean? But it didn't happen that way. So they say. But what I'm trying to say is, what do you think about, not just that, but what do you personally think about the president even saying that they're the ones that tipped them off with the information? Don't you think that was kind of foul for them to say Pakistan did it, knowing they should have some problems now? You didn't call it just immediate war with Pakistan.
Right.
But that's kind of typical of the United States, though, to throw something off and or who your source is. I think that was kind of cold. What do you think?
That is very sad. From what I'm understanding is that the tip-off came from an Al-Qaeda personnel that is in charge of communication outside, yes.
No,
that they found, trailed him and eventually led to him. But Pakistan has to be involved in it some kind of way, because they have to explain the reason why they've been pouring millions and millions of dollars in Pakistan without any kind of cooperation. So they cannot have an operation like this with this much success, this much news coverage, without involving Pakistan in it somehow, whether Pakistan wants to be in it or not, which I don't think they want to be in it, because deep down in their core, they are not Bin Laden haters. They are not haters of this movement, because this movement is not what it's been portrayed to be. It's not a movement of hate, violence. It didn't begin like that, and the U.S. knows, because the U.S. helped this movement to begin. It helped Al-Qaeda to be Al-Qaeda today.
Well, basically, they are involved and deeply involved, and the United States made it perfectly clear that they're part of it. Now, as far as the tip-off, that was a courier that they entrusted, which is supposed to have been also working for the CIA, because they're all crooked, you know what I mean? So basically, that's how that went. But Pakistan, as the United States said, your president said, they're the ones that had that was behind it in the beginning. Back in August, they was behind it. You know what I mean? And they had identified the resident and told him about the wall and the height and all that other type of stuff. So I'm trying to figure out what gave this date, May the 1st or whatever, 2011. Why you come up with this date and you've been knowing what's been going on for the last 18 months? What are you waiting for?
Right.
They timed it just right. Because the president wasn't doing so good, wasn't looking so good, you know what I mean? So they needed a big bang, and this is it. From a
big bang.
Another big bang. As if them blowing up the Twin Towers wasn't a big enough bang, here they come with this one. But hey, but I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, but you know that big bang worked. That big bang worked in 2001, because it got us to pass the Patriot Act. It got us to give up a lot of rights. It got Americans to spend a lot more money for goods and services. So the big bang worked, and the second bang is definitely going to work, because it's the
there's a lot of people that is brainwashed. There's a lot of people that's brainwashed right now.
It's sad. But you got to understand this also, how much money they're going to be needing in the southern states right now for the disaster that just occurred with the tornado and all that type of stuff that they couldn't control. But there's a lot of things. This is taking the focus off of that right now, and now they're looking at him as a savior once again. So he's going to push a little money up in there, and he's going to be the savior of all time, which maybe we're talking to Antichrist, but I'm not going to go there. But he's going to be the peacemaker, and it's starting. It's starting, y'all. Look at the pattern here. It's starting.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But
thank
you. Funny though, and you know what's so funny? I totally feel like just because Obama is black or whatnot, that you know, at first they were dogging him out, telling folks how he wasn't doing this and. Just so concerned of the fact that he was not born in the United States. Now, all of a sudden, when Bin Laden dies, now they're praising him and just calling him a hero, and everybody is basically just proud of him, really. I feel like the white people now are kind of keen to what he has done, and now they're going to put a lot more weight on his behalf. How you feel about that?
Can I say one thing? And then I'm gonna respect your blind because I know I love to listen to you more than I love to speak because you're the business. But I just want to say one thing. I'm so fed up with people talking about he's the first black president. That's just blowing my mind right there. And you have to keep in mind that he's not just straight black anyway. You know what I mean? He's related to the white folks. So it's not like he's just going against the white folks. This was a well sought out plan since his birth. A well sought out plan. He just ain't no haphazard nigga coming in the White House, please. A real nigga gonna change the White House black right off the back. Okay?
True.
Let's hate this bad fella. No, this man is not black. Let's talk about Lincoln. Wasn't that a black man too? Wasn't he mulatto too? I mean, come on now, he ain't
you
he really
was.
Person.
He really was.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
And
so
there were four
off right now. Oh, you mean he the first nappy-headed black president? Oh, okay, I could relate to that.
There's been four others, but they never get mentioned, of course, you know, so.
Of course, and there was a black one before. There was a black one before Lincoln, wasn't it? I mean,
come on,
let's go deeper into the history. Y'all have a show on that one.
That definitely is a show. But you know that's how the system is. So you have to look at the bigger picture in order for this to make sense. If you don't see the bigger picture, the beginning of the lie, then all this will be just to you as soup that you're gonna drink if you're a part of the naive group. But if you go back and trace it back to the history of everything that they've done, has been a way to dupe the people, to suck money out of the few. 90%, so they call it, so that this 1% or this 10% can continue to flourish in their prestige and wallow in their money.
You know what's so funny? I have a person in the chat room. His name is Pick. Now, Pick, I would love for you to go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. I really want to know what you think about this topic. I see you posting up a lot of things on here, which you said Obama is a puppet. I totally agree with you on that. And then you also said that Obama is a president of business, which he definitely is as well. And then you said that we're all slaves. Well, not myself, but many are. And what do you mean by that? Right. Like, what do you mean by that? I really want to know what you mean. We are all slaves. What's your thoughts about that, Kent, as far as him saying that we are all slaves?
Well, if he means that we are all slaves to Lord God, of course I agree with him on that 100%. But if we are all slaves to Obama, I don't know about that. Maybe economically, worldwide, if we are under control by the big few, the Bilderbergs and the so-called secret societies that we don't know about, yes, we may be under control by them because they control the economies of the world. You know, and we are part of the world. We do participate in the economies of the world, no matter how much we are in our own independent ideas. Unless we're living totally off the grid, is the only way that we, I guess, not become slaves of the world. So he speaks.
Cool. And what's your thoughts on that, Mokibi?
You know what? I agree with him 100%. You know, I agree with 100%. Just like some slaves lived in the White House and the other ones stayed out there on the field. We ain't nothing but White House slaves. That's all, you know, and it's a sad story. It's a sad story. You know what's even sadder? Young folks, they're so lost, it's ridiculous on purpose. Because if you look at all the pictures on TV and all that type of stuff, them little, they ain't number little young slaves. You don't even really see that many old people in the crowd. Because most people that was born in like the 70s and below, we already know the business. So I'm just looking and praying for my young people. They're robots. They're slave bots.
Oh, do not even say that much.
I'm sorry.
Because my mother-in-law totally believes everything, like, right now. Like, like she really believes every single thing that's going on right now. Yes. And that is crazy to me. That is crazy.
Okay.
She don't even know what the Illuminati is.
No.
That's right.
Yeah.
So,
but
you know, so you know there are 20 more folks out here that
really
do not even know about this type of stuff that is going on within the government.
You know what? She is just in denial. I'm sorry. She knows. She's just in, either she knows and in denial, or she's just with no disrespect. Well, anyway, you get the picture. She's in denial.
Yeah, you know some people don't really know, though.
I love it, though. I love
it,
though,
know,
but it's your job.
I heard
like
the
that
the pictures was actually Photoshopped. How you feel about that, John?
Funny.
Well, what's Photoshopped?
Yeah, like they said that the photo on the TV was on Photoshopped and it's not really him.
Yeah.
How you feel about that? Do you really think it's Photoshopped, or they kind of got it a little bit realistic on it?
Well, I mean, I've never actually believed anything I've seen in the news unless I can confirm it or heard somebody that's seen it told me about it, that I know and trust their view. So I can't really say that it hasn't been Photoshopped. I mean, this is the news. They fabricate. They work for the higher authorities. They are just the tool of the propaganda. They're just the other end of this whole organization. But it's all one group working together. So, no, I don't believe that it has not been Photoshopped.
Mm. Oh, wow. So, do you feel like Bin Laden is a real person? Like, do you truly believe he's a real person? Or do you feel like this guy is no existent? Like, there is no such thing as Bin Laden?
Other than that, well, that's definitely, if it was a fabricated person, it would be perfectly done. I just would like to see this model that they've been using that seems to retain this look of his. But for him being a fake person, I don't know if I can go as far as to testify that he is, because I haven't been able to confirm it or see it for myself. Or
right.
Shake his hand, so I can't really say that he is actually Bin Laden. But I won't say that it's not something that it can't be done, because they've duped us in the past with body doubles and people making policies when the people in action were not even there. So that has taken place. So I won't go as far as, mm-hmm. far as to say that it's impossible, but I can't confirm it.
Wow. Can I elaborate on that, please?
Yes, you can. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I am so glad you said that, because I was starting to think you was infiltrated in from the government. You kind of threw me off for a minute. But now, seriously, man, because I know just from the sound of your voice, you have to realize that it's too many clones out here and there's too many people that's just not real. I mean, real talk.
Right.
It's so many people that's just not real. And they can make and create whatever the heck they want to create. So there it is. Woo. Come to find out this great president might be a robot.
I know, right?
I don't even believe those as kids. But what do I know? What the heck? They all look put together like Barbie and Ken and little Chanel and little Bob.
You're so hilarious. And you know what though? Carla B just texted me and she said that she wants to say something else. All right, Carla B, I'm about to put you back on air, lady. You are live. What's up?
Okay, I just wanted to say something really quickly in regards to the body of Osama bin Laden. My thing is this. Why all of a sudden, so quickly, you know, you guys, the United States military killed him, and then they automatically, you know what I'm saying, the next day or the same, they cremate his body and bury him at sea. Why couldn't they at least maybe show us some pictures or something like that, what the military is saying in response to that, is that, okay, they didn't want to be, to put the pictures out and then, you know, the United States citizens go and say, oh, my God, how could you show us these pictures, yada, yada, yada. But I don't know if you guys remember, they showed pictures of Saddam Hussein. Those pictures leaked out. You know, they hung him, and those pictures leaked out. So, and then there's other terrorists. There's also other terrorists that they actually showed their fingerprint to prove that it was them. Other, you know, terrorists within the years and stuff, you know, and I'm like, okay, so why couldn't they do that to the number one terrorist the past, like, 10 years, wanted dead or alive, and you just tell us that you cremated him and threw his ashes at sea? That's crazy to me, and that right there is something for us to really think. I'm like, okay, oh, now, something's just not right, and that's my whole thing. You know, I mean, if you see something's not right, you know, question it. It's okay to question it, and that's all. And that's all that you're doing, say too, and that's all that you, I'm trying to do. Just get the United States citizens and the people worldwide to stop being puppets, because Obama is not the only puppet. The United States citizens and people worldwide are being puppets as well by believing this stuff.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right on that point.
Exactly.
Good point, Carla.
Thank you.
That's good. May I elaborate on that, please?
Yes, you can.
Yes, you know what? Would. Yeah, that's my boss on the phone. Let the audience know. So I have to just say a little bit. I don't want to glue the job. So.
The thoughts and beliefs of one host does not necessarily reflect the thoughts and beliefs of all hosts. But you good, boo. You good.
You know what? It is so ironic because if you guys remember, the president said that there was no plans in taking him alive. They had no plans in not killing him. But yet in the L.A. Times, it clearly says that though the U.S. had made plans to hold and interrogate bin Laden if he was captured, most U.S. officials assumed that he would never be taken alive. They never gave him a chance to be taken alive. They came right down on that 12-foot wall blasting. So they go on to say the reality is that we will be reading memoranda rights to the corpse of Obama bin Laden. They wanted to shut that freaking mouth. If he's dead, y'all talking he's been dead years ago, I'm saying even if he's dead, because he might not be dead. I don't think they want to kill him anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they don't want he's more valuable alive than he is dead to them, because it's a game.
That's that point. Mm-hmm.
They've never let any of them speak, you know. They didn't let Saddam speak. They just showed video of him, his so-called rants in court. But they never let him speak at his execution. They so-called translated some of the words at the hanging, but, you know, they really didn't ask him all the questions that were due to him, because it was a execution of crimes that were wrongly accused on him, which happened to him.
I think they told him to just disappear. They said, you're going to go on and just disappear. God bless you, man, and take my daughter with you. That's what I think went down.
You know what, you guys? Not to cut you guys off, but the Blog Talk Radio admin is actually listening to our show right now, and he or she is basically saying that we should watch our language. So with that said, folks, watch our language. All right, go ahead and speak.
Yeah, so we.
Well, on that note, I guess you guys be blessed, man. Because I'm subject to say something, so we want to stay on the air. But I love you, say too. Keep doing what you're doing, sir. It was a pleasure, Carla B. Love you. I'll talk to you guys Sunday. Mocha D is leaving the building.
Thank you so very much for tuning in on the show. Now, folks, we have about one more minute on air. First and foremost, I want to thank everybody for tuning in on a mixture of odds with me, your girl, Stacey Say What. And also, Kane, thank you so very much for co-hosting the show with me. It was a pleasure having you on air. I love your input. Your opinion made great sense. Also, Carla B, thank you. Aisha, thank you. Mocha B, thank you so very much for tuning in. And for the folks in the chat room, Pick, thank you so very much for leaving your comments. And to the other folks that were tuning in, I really do appreciate you guys tuning in as well. Folks, well, you guys can definitely find us every single Tuesday morning at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.eotmradio.com. We have about 31 more seconds on air. With that said, folks, if you guys want to connect with EOTM, you guys should definitely go ahead and connect with us at www.eotmblog.com or www.eotmtv.com. Yes, we definitely have our station, so y'all want to go ahead and connect with us on that. And also, don't forget to find us on Facebook, which is Mixture of Arts with Say to Say. Go ahead and share your thoughts with us. Tell us what you think about our show. And also, if you guys are listening on the Blog Talk Radio show, please go ahead and leave your comments. We want to know what you think. And with that said, folks, we will holler at y'all next week.